Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. Here in Revelation, admonishment from the Lord to the church of the Laodiceans. The lukewarm church, the church that's blasé, the church that's comfortable, the church that's indifferent. Verse 14 speaks of Jesus Christ in biblical language, speaking to the angel or the human messenger, the pastor of the local church. Verse 15, being neither cold nor hot, but lukewarm. Jesus Christ desiring that they be either cold or hot, but not lukewarm. If they were cold, they'd know they were cold and go by the fire to get warm. If they were hot, they would stay hot on fire for the Lord. Verse 16, because of them being indifferent, comfortable, and blasé, Jesus Christ rejects them and uses the picture of spewing them out of his mouth, being nauseating in this picture, causing displeasure to the Lord. Verse 17 speaks of a contrast, how they see themselves, but how also the Lord sees them. They proclaim that they are rich and have need of nothing, nothing including having no need for the Lord. Set in their ways, they have arrived, and no one can tell them a thing. Verse 17, the contrast of the Lord telling them their true condition, that they are wretched because of their comfortable sin, that they are miserable because those riches cannot provide true joy, and poor because you can gain the whole world and lose your own soul, and blind because they cannot see their true condition, and naked because they are exposed before the Lord. True counsel comes from the Lord in verse 18, telling them to go back to the true riches of true faith tested in the fire, according to 1 Peter 1:7. Going back to true righteousness found in Christ, according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. And having their eyes opened to their true condition, according to Psalm chapter 19, verse 8. Individuals today must be careful of the sin of being comfortable, thinking they've arrived based on their financial situation, or based on their popularity, or based on their social status. They become comfortable. They become lukewarm. They become indifferent, blasé. They become que sera, sera. Whatever shall be. And these individuals displease the Lord and are not in right standing with the Lord and are encouraged to repent and go back to their first honeymoon experience with the Lord, where they were on fire for the Lord. For the scripture speaks in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy soul and all thy strength.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.